5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to your daily dose of facts to fight off the liberal gaslighting.
You can be in the middle of a hurricane.
You have sanctuary in the city of Chicago.
Or you can be on a calm day. North is still north. You could be in a thunderstorm.
I am angry. We are not going back. Not ever.
North is still north. People can yell at you.
The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them.
North is still north. It doesn't change fundamental things. And in this business, right is still right, even if you stand by yourself.
We don't get fooled again. No, no.
Live across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea, we're converting the Marxist left 1 hour at a time on the Wendy Bell radio program.
Hello, America and beyond the fruited plain. Welcome home to the Wendy Bell radio program. It is your home for common sense, conservative values, and my goodness, as we march ever closer to November, do you need it now? More than ever. It was a crazy weekend. I hope you had a wonderful, blessed holiday. No matter what your religion, no matter where you live or how you feel, I hope you had a great weekend. We've got a busy, busy day for you today. Lots of things to discuss. It's not a huge news day, which is kind of fun because it gives us an opportunity to kind of dig a little bit deeper and to get in some of the nuance of the crazy out there. If I had to label or title today's show, it's I'm so done with stupid. And we're going to explain. It'll all make sense in the minutes ahead. Welcome home, everybody. We're so glad you're here with us. I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. You know, we have this weird bombardment of just idiotic messaging from Joe Biden, the White House, people on the left, governors on the left. It's so obvious. It's so purposeful. It's planned in a specific way. And it is yet one more slap across your face. See, for a while, I'm sure a lot of you, if you would hear the things that I would talk about on this program, the insulting decisions, the messaging, the priorities, the place this Democratic Party wants us to go, ostensibly, by their ideology and the things that they try to push on us legislatively. If you had any doubt that the goal is to completely unravel everything that you think of as normal and safe and sound and right, well, this past weekend was that slap across your face again. This is all these people do is punch down on us and slap us across the face. Transgender Day of Visibility. I'm not going to talk much about it. What an absolutely obnoxious thing to declare on Easter Sunday, right? But it's all purposeful. So as I see all of these memes come across my social media, as people are like pants on fire, can you believe that the Biden administration would send out from the White House, it's time to remember? It's so ridiculous that it cannot anger you anymore. It has to solidify your resolve to push back, to fight back, and to protect the people you love from the kind of world these people want to unleash on us. Have you noticed that the people who are most celebrated in our country are the biggest weirdos? They're total freaks. Right? Now, having multiple colored hair, all sorts of tattoos, piercings, looking like you just rolled out of the woods because you're homeless, that's usually not what we get behind and celebrate. And by the way, I don't feel bad about saying it because it's a race to the bottom. The world they want us to live in here in these United States, and by the way, most Western countries, English-speaking countries, It's where everything that we value, the whole family thing, the mom, the dad, the structure, all of it. They want to invade that, blow it up, and create this new normal where the biggest freak among us is the one who gets fallen over the most in terms of sympathy, right? The more of a victim you can be, the better off you are. So don't go out there and try to do anything fantastic. Don't work hard. Don't dream big. Don't be true to yourself. Don't carve out your own path. Be a victim, because victims share really nice company. They protect each other. They create a new kind of home environment. Let all the weirdos, all the people out there who demand we stop what we've been doing so that we can change the rules to accommodate them, inconvenience the many to benefit the few, right? They take great solace in being together as victims. For a while, the Democrats used the Black community as their victims until it got just so gnarly and racist, they moved on to other people. What do they tell us about the Black community? They can't get voter, they can't get identification. They can't live without help. They can't get into college without us changing the rules. They can't get through high school without people opening doors and making excuses. Meanwhile, all the while, it's really white, triggered liberals, primarily women, who have, I believe, led to the downfall, at least educationally speaking, of a generation of Black students. Oh, we couldn't make them do that. Oh, we couldn't teach them that. Oh, don't show your work. And it's all ensconced in this victim ideology. Well, enough Black people woke up to that and they're like, wait a minute, I don't need your help. I don't need your handouts. I don't need cutting corners. And then we saw all of these people who were elevated because of their box checking and the failures that they became in their respective jobs. I think the Black community is wide awake. So they've moved on to the L's, B's, G's, and the T's. Who can be the biggest victim for whom we need to change everything that is normal, everything that makes sense? It's the transgender folks. Trans Day of Visibility. Did you know that there is legitimately some ridiculous quote-unquote holiday or special commemoration specifically for a selective protected victim group ensconced in that LGBTQ umbrella? It's ridiculous. And you know what this is. We're well past socialism. This is now full on in-your-face, slap-in-your-face communism. That's what they want to instill in our country today. Take mom and dad, blow up the family unit, infect the children with a completely ridiculous ideology, prey upon them with social media. That's happened. And then convince them that the only thing that they can do to achieve joy, which comes just by being at peace with who you are, all of the good stuff and the bad stuff. Instead, we're going to tell you that the only way for you to be happy, for you to tap into that elusive part of you that is missing, that you're hungry for, that you desperately want to find, and you're afraid to do so, the only way for you to do that is by modifying your body, or scrambling your hormones, or chopping off your hair, cutting off your breasts, pretending to be something that is so fictitiously awful. And the reason I say this is I saw a beautiful picture today. A woman, young woman. Beautiful hair, pretty smile, happy young lady. And the picture next to her was her after getting her breasts removed and her head was shaved. And she had kind of a nervous, awkward smile on. This is what they want to do to everything you care about. They want to go in and they want to surgically modify it. They want to infuse it with drugs that make you take your eye off the ball so that when you finally realize that you've been conned, that you've been played, that you've been slapped so many times that you don't feel it anymore, it'll be too late. But they picked the wrong holiday. They picked the wrong country. They picked the wrong message. All of it. And I stand here before you, or sit, as the case is, and I tell you, I'm done with stupid. Stupid people, stupid policies, stupid lies and smoke screens and cover-ups. All the stupid ways that these people put you and myself and my family and yours in very real danger. We are going to illustrate what I'm saying with several real life examples from over the weekend. And we're going to begin shortly with the funeral of New York police detective Jonathan Diller, his funeral procession, and how it was covered, because it is insulting. And that is the predicate of today's show. Do not go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Delighted to be with you on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. On Friday, when we discussed on this program the whole idea of the difference that 37 miles made in New York, on Thursday, where you had the viewing, the wake for Officer Jonathan Diller in Long Island, and then 37 miles away, you had this fundraising, star-studded event for Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, right? The difference between where Donald Trump was. And I read something beautiful and I heard something beautiful. And I think it was the priest who had married the Dillers. And he had said that when President Trump walked into the funeral home, and it must be very difficult because he is a rock star, perhaps the most well-known person in America at present, and for a while now, just so iconic, to not want to suck the oxygen out of the room and instead keep it focused where it belongs. The priest said that President Trump prayed with Stephanie, prayed with the family, and then asked if he could kiss little Ryan and kissed him on the forehead. And the priest said the baby clapped his hands after Donald Trump had kissed him. And it was a very special moment. It wasn't a photo op. It was the right thing to do. It doesn't need explanation, but it does when you look at the other side, when you see their priorities, when you become more aware of the narrative, when you see the dichotomy between camps and just basic human instinct. It should come naturally to each of us. If you're watching on the live video stream, I want you to see a video of, it was a sea of law enforcement, thousands of police from around the world showing up for the funeral for Officer Diller. I mean, breathtaking display of love and support and grieving and unity. You don't need Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and Joe Biden rising like communist rock stars out of the ground at Radio City Music Hall for unity. You just need to realize when you see the video of thousands and thousands of people, think of the millions and millions who wish they could have been there too, but couldn't. So the New York Times, apparently, according to the New York Post, put out a disgraceful, deceitful report on Detective Diller's funeral. Here's your story. How many more police officers and how many families need to make the ultimate sacrifice before we start protecting them? Stephanie Diller's question at Saturday's funeral for her husband somehow turned out to be news not fit to print for the New York Times, nor the lines that preceded it. It's been 2 years and 2 months since Detective Rivera and Detective Mora made the ultimate sacrifice, just like my husband, Jonathan Diller. Dominique Rivera stood before all the elected officials present today, pleading for change. That change never came. And now my son will grow up without a father, and I will grow old without my husband. And his parents have to say goodbye to their child. Her words, the widow, made the front page of the Post and even the hyper-left Daily News and Newsday. Put it on the top of page one, but the New York Times stuck its report on page A-freaking-21. A-21! Without even a tracer. On the front page, a little teaser beezer that says, hey, we've got a full page dedicated to this. Deeper in, didn't have anything like that because there was no concern. None. And they don't even try to hide it. Joe Biden does not try to hide that he sucks. Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, they have no interest in concealing from you who they really are because they've freaking gotten away with it for so long. And maybe it required a young mom and her beautiful little boy to open up more people's eyes. Shame on these people. Shame on them. They want you desperately to believe that they're there for you, that they care for you, that they know you, that they'll do what's right for you. They vote for you. It's all about protecting you. It's keeping you safe. And by golly, they're the ones who know how to do it. So just let them keep doing it. Can you imagine if they stop protecting you? But they're the head of the snake. They're the ones who want to turn Easter Sunday into a non-religious event. They're the people who want to twist it into a day to celebrate transgender individuals who have been manipulated and scrambled, many of them into the worst decisions they will ever make in their lives. I'm done with stupid. I'm done with stupid. We all are. When we come back, we got to go to Arizona. The story of a rancher, 75 years old, on trial will underscore the stupid. And it'll get you angry next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. You know, we've been paying attention to the story out of Arizona. We've been paying attention to a lot of things. And I like to watch how certain subjects are covered before we weigh into it. Look, I'm a mom. I'm not some beltway insider. I don't have, like I've told you, I don't have people on speakerphone or speed dial on my phone. I have no contacts. But I do have common sense. And I think that is the most precious commodity that we can all cling to right now. good traditional family values, American values, and common sense. Now, I have tried to hyperspace into the world of anybody who lives anywhere near the border. People in Arizona, people in California, people in Texas, ranchers, cattle farmers, whatever it is that they're doing. When their land is trampled by a massive humanity, floodgates that this Biden administration has opened, people who leave litter, carnage, dead bodies, right? Clothing, garbage, filth everywhere all over their land, trample their land, scare their animals, scare their families. What would you do? What would you do? Well, you'd have a gun. At least one, probably many. And you would have to live on high alert in the United States of America because your president and this administration suck. Because their goal is to overrun everything. Their goal is to flood us with new people, redistrict different zones to skew the number of representatives, et cetera, et cetera. You know the shtick. It's not like this is a surprise. But this story of the 75-year-old rancher in Arizona is very curious because it is the epitome of what is wrong and upside down in America today. The same way it was wrong and upside down to trample the idea of Easter with something idiotic like a transgender day of visibility. It's just stupid. And everybody knows it. I'm not angry about it. I expect it. This story, though, if this gentleman was my grandpa, I'd be fighting. Here's your story. So you remember the backstory on this, right? So here's this guy, 75 years old. His name is George Allen Kelly. He's a Nogales. Is that how you pronounce it? I should have probably figured it out in advance. Arizona rancher accused of killing a migrant on his property. So this happened in January of 2023, I think. Apparently, a bunch of guys who should not have been on his property were. And they were within 100 yards of his house. 100 yards, when you own 170 acres, is really freaking close. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that, right? So apparently, they were on his property. The guy had an AK-47. And he fired it. He's fired it in the air before to frighten people in the past. Well, so one of these guys who's on his property illegally ends up getting shot and killed. The rancher's like, I didn't shoot him. I shot up into the air. I didn't shoot him. But of course, because we have to play the victim card, and there's only so many times transgender people can be the victim, we got to make every single person who does not deserve to be here a victim. This guy got charged with murder. And he's like, wait a minute. That's not even close to what happened. I want you to hear how stupid this case is. Here you go. This is at KOLD.com. So this is 13 News, apparently Arizona News. Texts reveal mindset of Arizona rancher accused of murder. Now, they came to him and they said, look, we think you're the guy who killed this migrant. We're going to go soft on you. We're going to give you some kind of a plea deal. Now, the plea deal is going to take what could be 25 years behind bars if you're found guilty of murder. And it's going to reduce it by about two-thirds. About eight years is what you would serve if you accept this. The rancher is like, you can't threaten me. I didn't shoot him. Well, isn't this interesting? New evidence reveals the mindset of this rancher accused of killing a migrant on his property. 75-year-old George Allen Kelly is facing second-degree murder and two counts of aggravated assault after being accused of shooting and killing Gabriel Boutiemi. Boutimia, I don't know, in the back of his roughly 170-acre property January 30th. Santa Cruz Superior Court documents say the state alleges Kelly fired upon three migrants who were traversing through his property. Court documents reveal Kelly admits to firing his AK-47 that day in the direction of the victims, but claimed his shots were aimed well over the heads and claims that it must have been somebody else who shot and killed Gabriel Buttiemi, even though he's previously said that he was returning fire at the migrant group. Court documents reveal a number of text messages sent and received by Kelly before the incident. So apparently, these text messages basically have him speaking with his son, saying, look, things are getting hot on the ranch here. We're getting a lot more people traversing across. Dad, be safe. Make sure you're locked and loaded. I am, son. So's your mom. Right? Some of these text messages back and forth. So the judge in the case says, well, we believe that we should be able to present this evidence. Shows your mental frame of mind leading up to this shooting of this migrant. Okay. That's weird. Well, this is kind of interesting. If you're going to put somebody on trial for murder and you're going to have a dead guy and you're going to have a bullet wound in said dead guy, you probably should have a slug. Shouldn't you? Should you have a bullet? Should you have some kind of evidence that connects the dots before you go this far? One would think. Not anymore. This is why I'm so done with stupid. Headline: George Allen Kelly trial targets his rifle, but the deadly bullet is missing. Wait a minute. You're going to accuse a 75-year-old guy who says, look, there were three dudes streaking across his property. He called 911 when he heard gunshots, right? He comes out of his house. He sees men on his property, goes bang, 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 shoots 9 times with his AK-47. Somehow the guy is dead. When the cops come to investigate, because he's the one who phoned 911, right? The cops didn't even find the dead migrant's body. Mr. Kelly did, and had to call them back and be like, guys, there's a dead man on my property. Now, one would think that would be the end of the story. But no, the guy who called police, saw the dead body, alerted them to it, is the guy they're trying to stick with murder. So all of this sucks. It's so ridiculous. As a landowner whose property is being trampled and has been for years, you're not allowed to defend yourself. You're not allowed to fire a warning shot. And you're also not allowed to have reasonable prosecution who do reasonable jobs collecting evidence. Listen to this. The first week of testimony in the trial of rancher George Allen Kelly concludes with a forensic scientist's analysis of Kelly's rifle. No bullet has been recovered from the single gunshot that killed Gabriel, whatever his name is, January 30th of 2023. But the prosecution has been trying to show that the wound could have been made by Kelly's AK-47. They're not looking for the truth. They want to push a narrative. Bad white people. Bad Americans. You're trying to kill people. Innocent migrant. Sadly, it ain't working. The prosecution's case is that Kelly fired 9 rounds from his rifle and struck Gabriel once, about 115 yards away. The bullet went through his body and was never recovered. Forensic scientist Rick Wyant testified that the casings found on Kelly's porch were in a location consistent with where Kelly could have been standing when he fired. What the hell kind of a court case is this? This is the same kind of court case against Donald Trump. All freaking 4 of them. We're desperate to perpetuate this narrative. We're desperate to convey the idea that Donald Trump is a dirtbag, he's a liar, he's a schemer, he's a conniver, and he cannot run for office. All of our cases suck. Same thing with George Allen Kelly. So it could have been his gun. It could have shot him. It could have been the right round. We don't know. Why are we on trial? The ammunition has enough force for the bullet to travel through the body, even at that distance, this guy said. But without a bullet, the defense pointed out that there is no certainty about whose rifle killed Gabriel Boutiemi. Kelly's attorneys have suggested that the migrant could have been a victim of other border violence. Now, I'm just going to leave you with this on this subject, okay? This is how stupid it is. You're a 75-year-old dude who has tended to his 170 acres all of his grown life. He's provided for his neighbors. He's provided for his family. He's freaking paid his taxes. All he wants. Can people stay off my property? Can we please do this? And he's the guy on trial. This is it. This is his lawyer. Her name is Brenna Larkin. She's talking to this forensic scientist who can't find the bullet. She says, so, number one, you can't prove who the shooter was, correct? That's correct. You can't prove which firearm caused his wound. Is that correct? Caused the wound? Correct. You can't prove which type of ammunition caused this wound, correct? That's true. You can't prove which bullet caused the wound, correct? Also true. What are we doing? You can't prove which direction the shot came from, correct? Correct. And we can't prove how far away the shot came from other than further than 6 feet away from this person, correct? Yes, that's true. What are we doing? I'm done with stupid. I'm done. I'm done with dumb people who feel emboldened by a dumb government run by dummies, whose objective is to destroy this great constitutional republic. To destroy everything foundational about your values, as the founding fathers saw it hundreds of years ago. And to make people like a 75-year-old man who's tired of finding dead people on his property, holding him accountable for somebody else's crime. That, ladies and gentlemen, I'm done with. Period. When we come back on the Wendy Bell Radio program. So, this is even better. So you got the rancher on trial with no evidence, no forensic proof of anything. Meanwhile, an El Paso judge does something with those migrants who stormed the border last week? Wait for it. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. It is just so ridiculous. You know, blaming a rancher for people who are storming the border, breaking the law, traversing his property, putting people in danger, running drugs, smuggling human beings, doing God knows what to God knows whom, and then holding the rancher accountable is as idiotic as this total klutz in Missouri who's trying to hold convenience store owners responsible when people come in to loot them. You should do more to stop that. Really? Is that how it goes? Is that your idea of real? Well, I just want to pull this up real fast, just so we're all on the same page, okay? Tough on the victims of crime. This is from the Daily Mail. St. Louis Democrat mayor, another hack, blames convenience store owners for crimes that happen on their property and vows to hold them accountable for law breaking. So what do? Do you take a gun with you to work and you shoot people dead who break in? Do you really think that same mayor is going to be the one who's going to support you in that lawsuit? What are you supposed to do? Get the hell out. Doesn't it feel like that? St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones told the Black Mayors Coalition on Crime that she plans to make convenience store owners more responsible for crimes on or near their property. You guys get the pattern, right? You get the pattern. Create conditions that are ripe for lawlessness. Put people in positions to allow the lawlessness to go unabated and unpunished. Go after the police and demonize them for doing their job. Then make sure you defund their departments so there are not enough resources or human beings available to keep people safe. And then when everything goes to hell in a handbasket, blame Donald Trump, right? Blame somebody else. There's no accountability. There's no, how desperate are you to hear? Yeah, that was on me. I shouldn't have done that. It's one of the sexiest things you can hear from somebody. I'm sorry. Sexy's a stretch, but you know what I mean. It's so rare, it almost makes you go, whew, I haven't heard that in a while. I'm sorry. All the people who are responsible for the nonsense going on in this country are the people who are twisting themselves in knots to blame somebody else. And it's so obvious. It's as obvious as not having a bullet when you're going to accuse somebody of shooting and killing somebody else. You might want to start with that. I'm just saying. I'm no lawyer. You guys remember the video of the National Guard in Texas being overrun by like hundreds of running migrants, running, right? Trampling the fence. They're all coming in. They all got in. So you're like, well, clearly, I mean that's they can't let them into the interior. Well, yes, they can. How about this from the El Paso Times this morning? I'm so done with stupid. Here's your headline. El Paso judge orders the release of migrants accused of the, quote, border riot. Now, what? You can break every rule and come to this country and literally trample our values, trample a man's land, trample the border barrier, literally stampede the United States with lawlessness and have judges who suck on your side giving you a pass, while at the same time you have a former president of the United States who's been found guilty of nothing, accused of everything under the sun, and have judges award hundreds of millions of dollars to no victim crimes that never happened. Am I missing something? I mean, if I'm off base, I'll be the first to tell you I'm sorry. I know I'm not. So here's this just briefly. El Paso magistrate judge on Easter freaking Sunday. Here's your slap. Happy Easter. Ordered the release of migrants accused in a border riot when a stampede overwhelmed National Guard troops along the Rio Grande. Court officials noted that undocumented migrants will stay jailed if there is a federal immigration hold blocking their release. But other than that, well, we really don't have the resources, right? We're already at 4 years backlog in dealing with all these cases. Where are we going to go with them? There's only so many veterans' homes, living facilities that we can kick our greatest heroes out and make room for people who shouldn't be here, right? So this judge says, just let them go. Put some kind of a bracelet on them. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, you know. We'll get you at some point. Happy Easter! And it's Donald Trump's fault? Really? It's sheer lunacy. This judge making his ruling Sunday, saying, you know what, we don't have the capacity to hold these hundreds and hundreds of people. Just, I don't know, get their phone number. We'll call them when it's their time to appear in court. That's the problem. There is no punishment for criminal behavior. There's no punishment for breaking our laws. But if you abide by the laws, you're the guy on trial. Ladies and gentlemen, do not go anywhere. Hour number two of the Wendy Bell Radio program, we're going to take you to New York City, where remembering fallen firefighters is no longer allowed, apparently. What? Next.